you are 40% more attractive if you vote. So if you're a little bit of a minger, vote, and I promise you, you'll be about a 6 out of 10. Hello, everyone. Are we back for round 3? Of course we are. I've been there before. I'm GK Barry, and this is my brand new podcast, The Turnout. I'm on a mission to make sure as many of us as possible head to the polling stations on July 4th to vote. Today, we're going to talk about how to do it, where to do it, and why we should do it. And just to confirm, we are still talking about voting, you filthy, filthy animals. Between now and polling day, I'm going to be sitting down with loads of people, some from the world of politics and some just normal people like you and me. Today, I'm talking to the guy behind Give an X, the official campaign to get young people to register to vote. This is Dan Laws.
Hey,
you okay?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Let's get straight to it. Everyone's talking about July 4th, but what is happening on June 18th?
June 18th.
Tell me.
Even more, as important, I would say, is July the 4th.
Okay.
So I'm here on behalf of Give an X campaign, which is coordinated by My Life, My Say, Shape History and the I Will movement. It's an entirely youth-led campaign. June the 18th is National Voter Registration Day. So for the past sort of 4 or 5 years, My Life, My Say has coordinated a National Voter Registration Day to make sure that every young person across the UK, no matter where you're from, knows that your voice matters at this election. And also knows that you've got to be on the electoral register. In this country, there's something really important, which is that you've got to register to vote on the gov.register website.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be hosting massive activations across the country, so you're not going to miss it. June the 18th, register to vote.
And you can literally just type in, register to vote, and it will come up straight away, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You 100% can.
I double checked because I thought if this is complicated, we're going to have an issue. And it was absolutely fine.
It was super easy. How long did it take you?
Literally 5 minutes.
100%.
And I've just moved out, so I had to fill it out again. So
yeah.
I'm back on. Back in because you can't rock up and just go, I'd like to vote, please. They won't let you in.
No, not at all. And you've got this really weird circumstance, right?
Yeah.
Where you could be, right? You could be registered to vote right, on the 18th. You could even show up to the poll on the 4th.
Okay.
Do you know what else you need?
Tell me. ID.
You need your ID.
It's like when you go to Spoons, you must bring ID.
You have to bring ID. You wouldn't forget your ID at Spoons, would you?
You would never do that.
Not a chance. It would be silly.
I want a Sex on the Beach picture immediately. And if I don't have my ID, it's ruined my day.
100%.
I've got no picture.
And also with the ID point, just to make this like super, super clear as well, please do check what ID you need. You really need either your passport ID, your driving license. Can I tell you something really, really bizarre?
Always.
Right? Which is that the Oyster card, right, on the tube, right? 18 to 25, it doesn't count. It doesn't count, but it does count if you're older. For the Freedom Pass, that does count. But for youngsters, it doesn't. So you've really got to check what ID counts.
Why have they made that so confusing?
That's a question you have to ask the government.
Do you know what? I will. I'll do a strongly worded email. That's what I'm going to do. Speaking of, I would say you've got some riz. You've currently got a T-shirt on, and I want you to give me the riz that is on the back of that T-shirt. Give it to me now.
Our saying, and My Life My Say, is that if you don't do politics, politics will do you.
And no one wants that.
No one wants that.
That's a one-night stand, I promise you, I could live without, actually.
And you know what line you could use on the election week?
Tell me.
July the 4th, stay up all night, let's watch the election coverage on Kiss FM.
Sounds hot and sweaty, that. I'm in. Yeah, it's giving election and chill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's make that a thing.
Let's put
it
that on a
mug. Today.
Election
and chill started today.
That's something I can get into. That was an arb, was it? What do you think is going to be quicker, registering to vote or drinking a vodka cranberry?
I want to try this. I want to absolutely try this. I'm going to say register to vote. I think I can do it quick. I think I can do it in what? 2 to 3 minutes?
I could do both.
You could do both at the same time.
And I will.
Yeah.
Loads of people my age haven't registered or just aren't even thinking about registering. What is stopping that? Why do you think people aren't registering?
Yeah, look, so we do polling on this as an organisation all the time. We do something called the Youth Index Poll and it comes out twice a year.
Right.
Now, there are three things that people say. The most important one is trust. Young people just don't trust the system.
Yeah.
They don't trust the system, but also they don't trust politicians. Now, Partygate, we saw, for example, has had a huge impact on that, right?
Yeah.
So trust is number one. Second one is they don't think voting counts necessarily. So in the voting system, if, for example, like they don't think the voting system takes their voice into account.
Mm-hmm.
And the third bit is education. Now, they don't think they've got enough resources, that they don't have enough information, right, in order to actually make an informed decision. And what we're saying is that you are the expert in your own lived experience. Don't think that you need to know, you know, every single minute detail about politics. Mm-hmm. You know enough through your lived experience. No one has told you.
Yeah.
No one else knows how to live your life, right?
And it's affecting you anyway.
It's affecting
in your
all
day-to-day
of us.
Life, yeah.
Us more than anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the first generation in post-war history to inherit worse living standards than our predecessors.
Brilliant.
If we don't go out and vote, that's just going to continue.
Yeah. Can we buy a house? Probs not.
Absolutely not.
It's affecting everyone.
Yeah.
So what are the big do's and don'ts of voting? Can I take a selfie? Can I turn up pissed as a fart?
Okay, so the most important thing, got to make sure you're registered.
Yeah.
Absolutely got to make sure you're registered. Second thing, make sure you've got your ID. Super important. Please check like what IDs you have. Mm-hmm. Third thing, get there to the polls with your ID and vote. Now, don't take a selfie necessarily at the ballot box. Please, you know, you'll get turned down.
Yeah.
Maybe take one en route with your dog.
So how late can I actually go to vote?
So they're open till 10.
Okay.
They're open till 10. Now, one thing that, you know, we always encourage is that you go early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget it, 100%. Go like en route to work.
Yeah.
Right? But no one's saying that you can't go for a drink and then come back.
Stop at the pub.
Yeah.
After you voted or before.
Yeah.
As long as you go.
Yeah.
Who
you think
cares?
You'll remember after?
Maybe not. God is my witness. I will go. So I'll be there.
But one thing we're trying to do is tell us how you're getting to the booth. We've got a few options, right?
Okay.
We've got one of our key partners called Skate Cabal. Shout out to them. They're doing an amazing job. They're doing Roll to the Polls on skates, which I think is genius. The second one they're doing is our Line Bikes are giving out free codes.
Oh.
Right? So you're going to get a free code if you're age 18 to 24
okay.
to go to the polls for free, which
what
is super
day.
Exciting, right? Isn't that incredible?
Love that.
But if you've got any other sort of creative ideas getting to the polls, let us know.
I might go horse and carriage.
Horse and carriage.
Yeah.
I think you have to
giving
now.
Giving like Katie Price wedding, I'm going to rock up exactly that way. Can I turn up with a Prosecco in my hand, do you think?
I can't advocate for it. Absolutely not. This is off the record.
But
you could go with a bottle of Prosecco. Apparently,
I could turn up after sinking that bottle of Prosecco.
I think you could. I mean, maybe this is the election to try it.
Yeah.
Makes it,
well,
yeah.
I will. So you didn't even have to say that. I will, and I'll let you know how it goes. I will.
Absolutely do it.
I absolutely
horse and carriage
will.
With a Prosecco.
Are there bouncers at the polling stations checking my ID?
Yeah,
like, is it a bit scary?
It's not scary
okay.
at all. They, look, the people who work at the polling booths want you to exercise your democratic right.
Yeah.
Right? They really do. So please, you know, bring your ID and they're going to be encouraging you to use the right ones. Well, it's not scary in the slightest. And actually, I'm trying to get young people to actually work at the polls as well, just to make that experience be easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A day out at the polls.
Absolutely.
Love that. Can I take a dog with me?
Absolutely, you can. Dog at the polls is sort of a necessity. If you have a dog and you don't take it to the polls, what are you doing?
And I think you could also use that as a dating opportunity. You know, people put their pictures with them with a dog on their dating profiles because they know.
Yeah.
The girls absolutely love it.
Absolutely. Can I tell you right now?
Always.
Like a massive piece that we're doing.
Okay.
And this is coming out on 18th, right?
Right, of course.
So we've launched a massive partnership and we've launched it. You ready?
Yeah.
With Tinder.
Come on.
So we launched a massive partnership with Tinder. Right? It's never been done before on this scale.
Okay.
And what we're doing is that when you're swiping, right, it's going to come up and say, do you give an X? This is the most important date yet, right?
That's
good. Swipe right, okay,
yeah.
And register to vote. So we're getting that out soon.
That's really good.
Isn't that sick?
And I will say I've had my finger in that pie.
Yeah.
I've been on Tinder before. I'm not now, but I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Because everyone's on it.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I want to see as well?
Go on.
I want to see people going on a date to the polling station.
Absolutely.
Good convo starter. Just maybe you share a common interest of who you're voting for.
100%.
This could be marriage material here.
Let's make it happen.
I think we've done this.
100%.
Should we learn how to ordain people and marry them if they have got together and end up getting married?
I think straight after that, they should be at the polls next election. We should be out there, me and you, and we should just be absolutely.
You get your best suit out. I'll probably just wear a bikini, a white one, because you need to really get people, you need to get them interested. And I think we could just do that and marry people out there.
Everyone, get to the polls and meet your partner. There's a stat, right? I think it's you're 40% hotter to the other, to your partner, to a potential partner, if you're registered to vote.
I must be boiling.
That's official.
I must be absolutely off the scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for saying yeah. I've got another little fun quote for you. Do you know that more young people would rather vote for reality TV than for their next MP?
100%.
Are you shocked by that?
I am shocked because I'm saying this is so important. But, you know, we did this campaign, right? It's called You Already Vote, So Vote. And what it says is 7 in 10 young people vote weekly, right? They vote weekly, but they vote for reality TV, right? So they vote on Love Island. They vote on I'm a Celeb, right? They vote on The Voice, but they don't vote for their own reality. 4 out of 10.
Oh, that was good.
Right?
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
I should go into campaigning.
Enjoyed that.
4 out of 10 young people plan to vote for the local elections.
Right.
So what we did was we got influencers from across the country on Love Island, I'm a Celeb, and we got them to say to their followers, hey, thank you for voting for me, right? Thank you for voting for me on I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
Thank you for voting on reality TV. Now it's time to vote for your own reality.
And
the messaging went through the roof.
I've got a really good idea that I think you'll be down with.
Okay.
I think we should put Rishi Sunak, Keir Starmer, just everyone running in a villa.
Yeah.
In Mallorca.
In Mallorca.
They have to like best pitch themselves, but also get together.
Yeah. They also have to get together.
Yes, they must. And I think if people are into voting for that, they will then vote for that.
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
I don't want to see many of those men in tighty whities personally, but I don't know. I think it would really get people talking. And talking of talking, here we go.
Go on.
That was good. I know you hold coffee mornings to get the youth talking about politics. Mm-hmm. I need a pay rise. What's the question that gets people chatting?
Anyone who says that young people don't care about politics don't know young people.
Yeah.
Because young people do care about politics. They care about issues. They really care about issues. Mm-hmm. Young people care about housing. They care about mental health. They care about the cost of living crisis, right? What our job is to do, and thank you so much for doing this podcast because you're doing it, is linking the issues that young people care about to the fact that democratic systems, like voting in elections, is the way to change that.
Right. We have just fact-checked that it is true that you are 40% more attractive if you vote.
Important.
So if you're a little bit of a minger, vote, and I promise you, you'll be about 6 out of 10.
Just like, that's not our official campaign message.
Sorry,
messaging,
no, yeah, but that wording was crazy
like,
for me.
Hey, that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. So I spoke to Tyler West on Kiss Breakfast, and he said the only reason that he registered to vote is because it improved his credit score. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, shout out Tyler.
Come on then.
Good job for registering.
Yeah.
100%. And like, hey, look, it does impact your credit score.
Yeah.
So you got to do it.
You want to buy a house?
Yeah.
Register to vote.
But there are things right here, right, which is like, this is a genuinely really important point, which is this goes way beyond registering to vote and like using your vote. There are so many other perks. So credit score's one. But do you know, you can't, for example, be selected for jury service unless you're on the electoral roll.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'm so nosy.
But it's so important. Like, think about this from a social, like, value perspective, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, how can we expect fairness in our justice system, right, if people from all backgrounds, all demographics, underrepresented groups aren't selected for jury service, right? And that is all down to the electoral roll. So two big things, credit rating and jury service, come off the electoral roll.
You've charmed me. What would you say the top issues are that young voters talk about the most?
Cost of living.
The
it's cost of living right now.
Yeah.
It's the cost of living crisis. Like, it's hitting young people so hard, and it's affecting all areas of our lives. You know, buying a house, not even, we don't even have the prospect of buying a house. It's
that's out the
window.
The
rent prices, you know, the actual just buying food, supermarket, just every single daily tasks are just so expensive now.
Do you think the pandemic is a big factor when it comes to voting now and how everything was sort of handled?
I think so. I think it goes back to the trust point. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I make really clear to politicians all the time as part of the organisation is please don't take your trust with young people for granted if you have, if you form those relationships, right? Because young people, we see through stuff now with social media.
Yeah.
Authenticity is so important. Like, you know, building trust for
We've
a generation that's been let down continuously.
Yeah.
It's something really hard to come by. So, you know, I think that Partygate really, really made that significant.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying to all parties now is please use us, reach out to young people, connect again. And we can really try and form those relationships with young people.
And how do you think that we can get younger people engaged in politics earlier so that when they're ready to vote, that they do vote?
I think Votes to 16 is it.
Oh, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying let's bring it down. Let's bring it to Votes to 16.
Yep.
100%. But democratic education, did you get lessons in politics?
I'm going to be honest, I failed all my GCSEs. So even if I did, I'm not sure I'd have listened. But I was about to say, I think if the voting age goes down, we definitely need to learn about it at school.
You need to learn about it. So I'm advocating for compulsory civic education.
Yeah.
Right, in KS4, right? Mm-hmm. So if your age is 14 to 16, right, you should be learning about how democracy works, right? If mm-hmm. I go to any other country, I was in the States recently, right? I was actually in the States when the election got called and I was talking to democratic groups out there. All the young people out there, they learn from a very young age about politics. They learn about citizenship education, and that's what we need to bring here.
I was going to say, a lot of my friends who don't vote because they weren't brought up in families that spoke about politics.
Right.
So they didn't know anything about it and they didn't know where to even start looking for it.
Yeah, 100%.
So I feel like that's a big factor, especially if you're not in a family that speaks about that stuff or cares.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into.
100%. And that's why organisations like us try and step in.
Yeah.
Right? Is what we're trying to do is reach those young people who don't have those conversations every day. Mm-hmm. It's politics. You know, one thing that is actually really beautiful, right, if we think about it, is that everyone's vote's the same. Mm-hmm. Right? No matter how many followers you have, you've all got one vote.
Yeah.
And so one thing we always say is we're trying to reach young people where they are. For those young people who haven't been brought up in those families, mm-hmm. right? Because their vote matters.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. And be honest with me now.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Don't blink. Do you think this podcast could make a difference?
It's going to make the biggest difference.
It
already has.
Really?
Yeah, of course it has.
What a day. It's been lovely meeting you. Last few ones. What do you think would be a good turnout for young people in terms of numbers?
I would love 65 to 70%.
Okay.
But one thing that's really important to note, right, is that 40 to 50% tend to show up, right? Tend to show up at the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only 2/3 are registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So 1/3 aren't registered. So that 50 to 60% of people who are showing up are from that 2/3.
Right.
Right? So actually 4.3 million young people akin to the second largest city in the UK, they make up the second largest city, aren't even on the electoral register.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to see turnout high. I want to see it 60, 70%. I think we can get there. Let's make some noise about it. Let's scream. You know, let's get influencers across the board telling people to register to vote. Let's get all the biggest brands in the UK mm-hmm. telling young people to. Let's get politicians telling them and we'll be there by their side. But let's also make sure that those 4.3 million are registered on the 18th.
Absolutely. I just interviewed Alistair Campbell.
Did you really?
Yeah. That was an experience. I actually really enjoyed that. Yeah, I don't know if he knew how to take me.
Yeah. I knew how to take him.
Yeah. Right. But he said to me that you should spoil your ballot paper if you don't like any of the candidates.
I'm gonna disagree.
Yeah.
With Alistair.
I thought, what was the point then?
Yeah.
In going to vote.
Yeah. Look, there are so many issues out there that you care about, right? And just look at that from sort of a holistic perspective. If there are issues that parties are fighting for, that parties are pushing for, and also look at the independents, if there's something, right, if mm-hmm. there's something there, do lend them your vote. Now, I can understand where the sentiment from Alice comes from, and I'd much rather you do that than not vote at all.
Yeah.
But I would encourage you to look into those candidates because I'm really hoping something there. And if there's not something there, do you know what they should do?
What?
They should stand next time.
Oh.
Themselves. Absolutely.
I love that.
Right? If
I'm
someone's not representing
year,
what you
yeah.
think,
no one's,
you should be doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No one's giving me what I want, so I'm going to stand next year too.
100%.
And I'm going to blame that on you when everyone starts.
In a horse and carriage.
In a horse and carriage,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
Catch me at number 10. I've just clocked given X is because you put an X
right.
when you vote.
Right.
Because in my head, it was a tick.
Yeah.
Do you ever practice writing
Grace,
X's?
Turn around real quick.
That's what that's for, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, got you. So,
oh, do you know 100%. What? Yeah. I just thought they were decoration.
I love that. But 100%, like, it will tell you, like, on the ballot box, like, it'll tell you when you go, like, please just put an X.
I just
there.
Really need to confirm that I actually have voted many times before. I've just never clocked
usually
that
it should be all right, but don't mess around with it.
Don't
like,
put a tick.
100%.
Don't put a zero. Don't put a kiss. Oh, no, do put a kiss.
Just make
it's
it super
X.
easy for them.
Just read
make
what's on the paper.
So easy. These people are reading like thousands upon thousands. Just make it super easy for them.
What is the worst excuse you've received for not voting?
Not voting. That's a real good question.
Thank you.
I've had someone say they went out on a bender the night before and just completely woke up and it was too late.
You could still turn up drunk.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. You might tick the wrong box, but I think, yeah, you can still turn up drunk.
Yeah.
That's a bad excuse.
Bad excuse. The next one is, just why does it matter, right? Why does it matter?
Yeah, that's a crazy one that I keep
hearing. The thing is, like, I would never blame sort of the young person who says that because I can understand where that sentiment's come from.
Yeah.
I often still think that, right? Like, you know, why do I do this? Why do I go out and vote? Especially if, like we just talked about, someone isn't representing everything that I believe in. And actually, we've got this weird situation this year when we do have a general election, so much is at stake. And yet so many young people are thinking, you know, where are these policies for me? But one thing I'd say to them is this, right? We're in this cycle right now of young people not voting, which means that policies aren't geared to them.
Because there's no point.
Exactly. Politicians want to win your vote. That's the nature of the system.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we put a puncture into that cycle?
Yeah.
We all show up. We show up continuously. What's going to happen, right?
They're going to give us some perks.
Enough
about pensions.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
If I hear that word one more time, I'm going to combust. So, yeah, I do agree. What is the latest that people can register on Tuesday the 18th?
It's 11:59. So make sure you get there.
Just before midnight.
Just before, yeah.
You could probably do that just before you go and get a kebab from the kebab shop after a night out.
I think you should. One thing I'd say is please do it earlier. Do it for breakfast.
No, that's fair.
Do it over breakfast. Don't stress me out because I'm there watching the graphs. I'm going to be there. I'm not moving.
Absolutely.
I'm making sure that everyone's registered. I'm going to be sat there, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching those graphs go up and down. I want to see a big peak nice and early.
We want to see a spike.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So remind me one more time, for those who haven't registered, what do they do?
So today's the day. But the good thing is, you've got time, right? Mm-hmm. You've got some time left. So by the end of today, you need to go on gov.register website. You can access that directly, or you can go through all of My Life, My Say pages. We're going to be making some big noise about it.
Mm-hmm.
Get on there. Make sure, crucially, you've got your national insurance number, right? That's the one thing that catches us out. It's national insurance number.
Okay.
Get out there. All the rest of it's super easy. And input your details and you're done. You're registered.
Bob's your uncle.
Boom.
Fanny's your aunt. Dan Laws from Given X. It's been incredible.
Thank you so much for your time. Cheers, Grace.
Thanks to Dan Laws from Given X. If you want more info on how to vote, when to vote, where to vote, head to the KISS website, kissfmuk.com. It's clearly hot to vote in the Jenny Lex 2024. Let me know what you're wearing to vote or how drunk you plan to be when you vote on my socials. See you next time. And if you can't get enough of me, which obviously you can't because you're only human, make sure you subscribe. You can see me whenever you want. Bye.